Jerry Bader Show, 953. Is that the most popular utterance in 60s, early 70s rock? Who? It's in Signs. The sign said, long-haired, freaky people need not apply. It's in that one. It's in that song. It's everywhere. Yesterday, there was a milestone in the stock markets. The NASDAQ hit 4,000. The Dow opened the day above 16,000. NASDAQ hitting 4,000 has gotten a lot more attention than the Dow hitting 16,000, which is interesting because they both are in soaring bull markets for the same reason. Artificial stimulation of the markets by cheap money and other government policies. However, the NASDAQ thing is a big deal because everybody wanted, Jason, you're right. It is Viagra and Cialis for the stock market. That's exactly what it is. It's being artificially stimulated. In this case, it's money and not a little blue pill. Is Cialis a little blue pill too? Or is that Jason's like, why would you think I would know that? Well, I don't know. I'm just curious because you always refer. Why? Forget it. Forget it. Now, the reason the NASDAQ is a big deal is because of it is the dot-com bubble burst defined. That's what it is. Now, I found them online. They're not purple or whatever. What happened back before it burst, on March 10, 2000, the NASDAQ was at 5,048. Okay, this is how quickly it rose and fell. On December 29th, 1999, actually, let me go back. On November 3rd, 1999, the NASDAQ was at 3,000. December 29th, 1999, it was at 4,000. 49 days later, it would break 5,000. In March of 2000, poof. Then came the dot-com bubble burst, and by October 9th, 2002, it stood at 1,114.11. It has been a torturous climb back ever since because it's, of course, a tech-heavy index. That's what it is. And all of these businesses whose names are long forgotten artificially pumped it up. Irrational exuberance was right. That's exactly what it was. People were investing in these things with no good reason. So now people are asking, is the Dow back to 4,000? And it's much different than the last time it hit 4,000. That was on the way down. It's still 1,000 points off its all-time high, 1,048 off its all-time high. So the question is it real this time? Well, it's not as phony as it was last time, but it's still phony. Here's the difference. The dot-com bubble was completely phony because of that sector. That sector was phony. Now, stocks aren't as dramatically overpriced now as they were then, particularly on the NASDAQ. But they're still overpriced across the indices, including the Dow, because it's being artificially pumped up. The cheap money is making it so attractive to invest in stocks because you get no return on investment on everything else. So here's the question everybody's asking. Is this a bubble? It's much harder to say, and a lot of people knew that it was a bubble in 99, 2000. It's harder to say because it's possible the economy could come around, but it hasn't. The whole intent of this artificially inflated stock market is to try to pull the economy up with it. It hasn't worked. The Dow's at 16,000. And NASDAQ is at 4,000 because of smoke and mirrors. It can't last. The question is, does it slowly fade back? Does it go back to 12,000, 10,000, 13,000, 3,000, 2,000 in the case of NASDAQ? I don't know. The rupture probably won't be as dramatic as it was back then, but it's still not real. It's 9:58.
The Jerry Bader Show.